This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Good morning. I'm Macca. Tass is still on leave. My co-host today is Lisa Daniel. Lisa is the host of Word for Word. Paul's on panel. Ben's still in bed, so he's not doing Twitter. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, and it's the world's best LGBTI radio station. You can listen to us on radio, of course, by streaming, and of course via podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Lisa and Paul. How are you?
Morning, Macca. And just a congratulations to you. You're the incoming president of this dear radio station. So congratulations.
Thank you.
First couple of days, how's that been?
Busy.
Yeah.
Lots of meetings, lots of discussions, lots of feedback from members and volunteers. So I've been pretty busy responding to those. 19 at last count.
19?
Yeah.
And can we also acknowledge the outgoing board members too?
Absolutely.
For their Melinda
Absolutely.
Rich, the president outgoing, and various board positions.
Yep.
Now open for, up for voting, I guess, in the AGM coming up.
At the AGM, yes. Melinda, Jane and Marcus and Rachel, they all... effectively their positions, their executive positions on the board were declared vacant in a spill. Rachel had resigned earlier in the week. Marcus and Jane resigned yesterday from the board. Melinda will serve as secretary. Her term is up. She's actually reached a term limit, a bit like a president. You know, you can do two terms, two full terms concurrent. Then you're not eligible to stand for the board for another 12 months at least. So, but Mel will stay till the AGM, and that will be a positive thing because the secretary is a pretty important role. A lot of the legal mechanics of the role, and also following Thursday's board meeting, we'll be having a members forum on the 8th of September. This is where we'll outline briefly, not in complete detail because we're still working on it. That will be for the AGM, but the board's plan for the future of Joy, and also give people an opportunity to raise issues that they want answers to. There'll probably be quite a few questions, I would imagine. But this is the opportunity, you know, for the board to engage with the membership and, you know, to hear their questions and provide some answers. And also, post the AGM, there'll be two members forum over the next year. Before we move to the Pride Centre and have our 2020 AGM, I hope, at the Pride Centre. But we'll have another two members forums before then. And also, I'll make myself available in the station once a month, probably on the day that board meetings are. So I'll probably come in the afternoon. And if people want to meet with me and talk about some issues or through some issues, you know, I'm committing to that.
I think it's really important to have those sorts of things because often with a community organisation, you can end up sort of being siloed off. Like if you're a member-based organisation, you'll get your members out there, a disparate group all over Melbourne, all over the world, in fact. There's members from international here.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, with event-based not-for-profits, say like Midsummer or Queer Film, you do, as a organiser, you do get to meet people involved. But Joy, you don't really get to meet them that often.
A 24/7 organisation, you know, we have around 300 volunteers that are engaging quite fully with the station, and there's, I think, around about 2,200 members. Well, I don't know what every one of them thinks. And, you know, often people only speak up when there's something positive or negative they want to say. Well, I want to hear that. And I want to, you know, I want that to help form our responses over the next 12 months. Finances are a focus. We need to have a good, long, hard look at culture. You know, volunteer engagement, communications, you know, so they're all complex areas. But I think if you come at it from doing what is best for Joy and listening to people, I feel quite confident and I feel quite good and excited about it.
Well, I think the transparency is really important too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, good on you for that and good luck with it. I know from personal experience how challenging being a volunteer in an organisation is. And again, thanks to those outgoing board members for all of the incredible efforts and time that they've put into the studio.
It's a big time commitment to be a board member, let alone president or vice president or treasurer or secretary. They are big time commitments and it comes with a lot of responsibility. So, look, I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll be making, excuse me, a lot of phone calls over the next week or so. I want people to come along to the 8th of September. We're not sure yet of the venue. We'll be fleshing that out in the next week. Likely to be here.
But so depending on
the
numbers,
depending on the numbers, we might have to do it at another location in the city. And also if people can't make the 8th of September, and bear in mind we'll send something a bit more formal out early next week, there'll be an opportunity for them to submit questions. And I asked them, david.mccarthy@joy.org.au. We're just in the process of transferring over the president's email. But for the next, you know, little while, please use that. If you have some questions that you'd like us to address on the 8th of September, then, yeah, david.mccarthy@joy.org.au.
Great. Looking forward to it. Big journey up ahead.
What else is come up on your radar this week?
Oh, look, I've enjoyed the role of social media in trying to instigate change this week, and particularly in terms of Alan Jones and that kind of debacle about how he behaves on his...
The parrot.
On his radio station, and also in relation to, in a more amusing way, in relation to Pauline Hanson, who put a call out for people to tweet in about their anti-white racism experiences.
Yeah.
Which I thought, you know, I think she thought she was going to get, oh, yes, I've, you know, someone wouldn't make me a cake or, you know, that sort of thing. But instead she got hilarious responses about, oh, you know, poor me, I'm white privileged and I had to wait 3 minutes in the Qantas lounge for a drink, a free drink. And it was, it just completely backfired on her. But more importantly, the role of organisations like Mad Fucking Witches, who have put a lot of pressure.
Yes.
On the advertisers and sponsors of Alan Jones's TV radio show. And I think at last count they'd convinced over 50 advertisers and sponsors to desert his program. So, you know, I think social media talks, money talks, and I'll be interested to see if he does have a future at that station.
Well, it's interesting. Hugh Marks, I think the boss of Channel 9, you know, the new merged Fairfax Media, and they've made a takeover offer for the shares they don't hold in Macquarie, which includes 3AW and 2GB, he said, of course, the network and the station can survive without Alan. And
well, that's opening a door, isn't it?
And the boss of 2GB actually put Alan on notice. But, you know, I've had a run-in with Alan before, actually in my days at Mercedes-Benz. Alan has an interesting way of arguing, but it's not always logical.
Well, he's quite outspoken in the way he uses language, you know, chaff bags, you know, and, you know, socks, like down, he, shoved down throats,
you
and that
know,
sort of thing.
He is a misogynist, right? He is a bully. And, you know, he goes on air and he says the most outrageous things. You know, a lot of the focus was on, you know, him suggesting Scott Morrison need to shove a sock down Jacinda Ardern's throat. That was bad enough. But the part that wasn't reported until later in the week was when he said she needs to get a few backhanders. Like, that is advocating, no two ways about it, violence against women. Now, he said, no one is a greater friend of women than him. Well, if friends like him, I'd hate to think what your enemies are.
But he also came out later in the week.
And then the next day, oh, look, that's not really what I meant, and I never mean anyone any harm. I've written a letter of apology. This is his playbook, right? Throw in the grenade and then offer a broom to sweep up the, you know, the limbs that are left hanging from trees. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it to explode.
Well, now he's taking the victim role because he's saying, oh, I can't believe the language that has been thrown in my direction in terms of what I said this week. I'm sorry, but he's already stated some very aggressive things about, mostly about women, let's be honest, and is appalled that, unfortunately, now he's the victim.
He is, and look, I, you know, when we had that to-do with Alan Jones when I was at Mercedes-Benz.
That was over, what was that over again?
That was over the chaff bag comments.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
And we took away his car.
Julia Gillard in a chaff bag.
And that was an interesting 2 weeks of my life. I responded to every single email and letter that Mercedes-Benz got. It was a tough week, tough fortnight, actually. But you know what? We won. We beat him.
So he's got form. He's got form going
He's got a lot of form.
I reckon he's on his last chance.
Someone who's a bully in year one is a bully in year 12. Alan Jones has been he's 78. He's well practiced at it. And, you know, perhaps we shouldn't be giving him airtime. But, you know,
there seems to be a lack of acknowledgement on his part about how powerfully he has. He's got a lot of power having a microphone in front of him.
So do we.
We do. Of course we do. And so do organisations like Mad Fucking Witches, who have mounted this huge social media campaign, mostly on Instagram and Facebook. I think he's underestimating the power of those groups now and the fact that you don't have to have a microphone to have some influence.
No. But, you know, he's not the only one on 2GB. You know, there are others, Ben Fordham and Ray Hadley, that really, particularly Ray Hadley, you know, compare them with Neil Mitchell in Melbourne. And, you know, Neil's been a co-host on this show and we work, you know, pretty closely with 3AW where we can. You can never accuse Neil of being a bully. This is my opinion. He's a very genuine guy. He's an accomplished journalist. And yes, he might have views from time to time that I don't agree with, but he does engage on the issues and he doesn't name call.
He strikes me as someone who listens at least. I don't agree with a lot of what he says either.
But you know, he'll always give our issues and, you know, during the week he spoke about, I think the Stonington Ratepayers Association were a little bit upset that the City of Stonington is doing an event. I'm not quite sure of the nature of it, but it's going to benefit the Pride Centre. That the ratepayers were upset, you know, well, why aren't we doing this in, you know, why are we doing this for another municipality? You know, and I thought that Neil, my initial report was that the Pride Centre was in the crosshairs. They weren't. Neil supports the Pride Centre. It was actually about, you know, the Stonington doing this. And of course, we've had Steve, the Mayor of Stonington, on a number of times. And I think it's a great initiative and, you know, just think how many LGBTIQ folk there are in Stonington. Local members of that seat of Higgins, previous ones, Peter Costello and Kelly O'Dwyer, I don't think they knew where Commercial Road was. Well, of course, that precinct, you know, has really changed so much. But Katie Allen, the new member, she does. But, yeah, it's quite interesting.
Interesting times, I reckon.
Yeah.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.